to go practice, you know, at that old college with their football team, with the professional football team. You know, it's an honor. You know, I feel privileged. I mean, I'm blessed. Yeah, what more can I say?
Troy, how much has that field changed, that whole thing, since you've been there, though? And everything really upgraded. Everything.
You tell me, how did it feel since you left?
That field wasn't there when I
left. No, it's great, though. Like I said, started off there. When I got there, we turned that program around completely. I think when I left, they went to the first national championship game in 2011, I believe. And, you know, I'm proud. I'm proud of my alma mater, D2, D3, wherever it is. You know, if you have talent, you have talent. And, you know, and that's what a lot of people get the misconception that, you know, D2 don't have too many great players. And but we really do. And I'm just glad that I'm able to be on the fourth front of it and, you know, be representative of Division II football.
Well, I mean, excited. You know, I mean, if you're, you're a ball player, man, you love playing under the lights and you love playing in front of people and showing off your gifts and your talents. And just be excited to do it in front of an audience. You know, camp is always fun to me because you get to play in front of all these people.
Well, Drake is going back to you.
What's that? Of course. Of course. That's a joke.
Can you imagine practicing at the Horseshoe?
Yeah, you said, can I imagine practicing there? I mean, that was sacred ground, so, you know, we didn't touch that too much. But no, I couldn't imagine it, man. I mean, it's, you know, that was obviously a great place to play. And, you know, I mean, it's going to be very interesting tomorrow night.